It builds in four student digital learning days, two of those being the Monday and Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, and then the other two being the Fridays following parent-teacher conferences, one in the fall and the other in the spring. The other three additional student attendance days that we needed to build in, we simply converted some non-contract days that were built into the previous calendar. And so with that, we were able to account for the seven student attendance days that were at the beginning and now are just built into the calendar.